had 5 minutes with Claire Brown. Her father, Neil, brought her over to my campsite, and we talked a little bit about what it's like to be on stage at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival with your idol, Molly Tuttle. I think she's going to impress you with this kind of a casual thing. It was fun. She had a good time. Claire Brown. I'm really happy to have on Unreal Bluegrass, Claire Brown. How are you, Claire?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent, Claire. I was so impressed to meet you the other day, and I guess through Ira Gitlin. We have a mutual friend. Your father's nodding, yes. And told me about, he knew about your playing. You played fiddle. How long did you play fiddle?
For about 7 years.
7 years. So you were just like 3 years old playing fiddle. Mm-hmm. How do you play a fiddle when you're three?
Well, it was kind of interesting.
Okay. Do you remember it?
A little bit. I just remember going to my lessons with my teacher, Sarah.
Okay. All right. So you've been playing for a little while. You have obvious skill. I see you playing in groups and in jam sessions, and you hold your own really well.
Thank you.
And you also sing.
Yeah.
All right. And have you ever been to Grey Fox before?
Oh, yeah. Lots.
Okay. Lots. All right. I saw you then back behind where I'm camping, where my tent is, and then I saw you on the stage the other day with Molly Tuttle.
Oh, yeah, that was really
cool. That was pretty cool. I want to talk to you about that.
Yeah, sure.
So how did that work out? How did you wind up wrangling that?
Well, a long time ago, Molly and John were going to have a house concert near our house, and we offered for them to stay over. That's when I met Molly and John. And so ever since, Molly and I have kind of been friends, and I just got to catch her backstage, and she asked if I wanted to go on stage with her, and I'm like, sure.
You didn't seem to have a lot of problem doing it. You just got up.
Yeah, I had been working on that song Good Enough for a very long time. I competed with it the day after the album came out, but it's a little secret. I had the album way before it came out.
Wait a minute. I had it a little before it came out because they give it to radio people. How did you get it?
Well, there's a program where, like, you pay for way before the album gets made so that she can have that money to help make the album.
Oh,
and then you
okay.
get to have it as soon
gotcha.
As it finishes.
Okay. It's one of my favorite songs on the album,
yeah.
by the way. So here's your dad. Tell me about how much your dad has helped you play fiddle and be here.
Lot.
He's been pretty supportive.
Yeah. He's gotten me lessons. He's helped me learn tunes and gotten me to meet a whole bunch of cool people.
And your dad plays guitar.
Yeah.
I saw him back in the session the other day playing guitar.
Yeah.
So probably when you're not here, like, being on stage with superstars like Molly Tuttle, you're probably home with your dad picking and playing. And
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. So you had no problem playing with her, and then you also sang with Molly.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Love her voice. She's amazing.
She is amazing. when you say you've been here many times, I'm curious how many times?
Maybe when I was like 4 or 5, so
okay.
like either 6 or 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like Grey Fox?
Oh, boy. I love Grey Fox.
What is it about Grey Fox that makes you love it?
Well, I just like jamming, and I like meeting cool people and getting to watch amazing music. Like, I think last year Chris Steele was here. That was really cool. Chris and Bela.
Yeah, Bela did a show together.
Yeah, that was awesome. And, like, every year I just get to see these amazing musicians come up on stage and play together. It's pretty cool.
And you're thinking, one of these days I'm going to be up on there and people are going to be watching me and say, I went to Grey Fox and guess who I saw on stage? Claire Brown. Right? That's going to happen. Don't you think?
Maybe.
Maybe. Do you think the people at Grey Fox here are nice to you?
Well, yeah. It's just a whole bunch of cool people and nice people coming together to do music and sing music and play music.
That's what you love to do.
Yep.
And Pop here is helping you out.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else about Grey Fox that impresses you? And I'm going to let you go back to your jamming and playing. Here's your friend, Katie. Katie's right here. I assume that you've known Katie for a while.
Actually, we met just here at Grey Fox. She's my neighbor.
So there, you meet friends at Grey Fox.
Yeah, that can play amazing music.
Okay. So I cut you off. I was going to ask you kind of what else about Grey Fox in your mind if you think of Grey Fox, what thoughts come to Claire Brown's mind?
Well, when I think about Grey Fox, I think about, of course, jamming and the amazing musicians that come to the camp over here and that I get to talk to and hang out with and jam with all day. That's, like, one of my favorite parts of Grey Fox, jamming with people like Brittany.
Did you play with Brittany?
I got to a little... Well, actually, I haven't yet, but I'm wanting to. I really, really want to. This Gray Fox, maybe she'll find time
she's
to make
been hanging she's around
really,
behind the
really
tent.
Busy.
Yeah,
she's yeah. Definitely. Got to listen to her play.
She's pretty good. Brittany Haas we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I just wanted to chat with you, and I thought this was a kind of a special Gray Fox for you.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that Molly Tuttle was someone you really enjoyed, and then sure enough, you got to get on stage with her.
She's like...
You're never going to forget this one, are you?
Nope. Okay. Never going to forget any of them.
Okay.
They're all awesome.
Claire, go back and play and have some fun and make some music. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks a lot.